Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Read People Like a Book by Patrick King. Sophie, have you ever met someone and just known they were lying, but you couldn't say why?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly what this book digs into. It's not about mind reading, it's about noticing the signals everyone sends out, like body language and microexpressions. It's honestly a toolkit for becoming more perceptive in everyday life.
Right? And the big premise is that people aren't as unpredictable as they seem. Underneath every interaction, there are patterns and tells that reveal true thoughts and feelings. I love that idea.
Absolutely. And the first thing King hits on is that most communication is nonverbal. Like, studies say the majority of what we convey isn't in the words we speak. It's in our posture, our tone, our facial expressions.
Yeah, and words can be controlled, but the body often tells a different story. I remember this example he gave. Someone says they're fine, but their arms are crossed, shoulders hunched, avoiding eye contact. Their body is screaming the opposite.
Exactly. And that's where baseline behavior comes in. You have to know what's normal for a person before you can spot deviations. If someone who's usually chatty suddenly goes quiet, that's significant.
That's such a good point. A sudden change is almost always meaningful. It's like a crack in the facade where the truth slips through.
And then there are microexpressions, those tiny flashes of genuine emotion that last a fraction of a second before someone masks them. Catching those takes practice, but it's one of the most reliable ways to know what someone really feels.
Oh, the part about eye contact was fascinating too. Where someone looks, how long they hold your gaze, it can tell you so much. But King warns against oversimplifying, because context matters.
Right. Like, some cultures consider direct eye contact rude, while others see it as respect. And those eye movements, like looking up and to the left might mean recalling a memory, while up and to the right might mean constructing a story. Not foolproof, but useful clues.
I also like the bit about posture. Confident people take up space, stand tall, face you directly. Insecure people make themselves smaller, cross their arms, hunch their shoulders.
And mirroring. When people get along, they unconsciously mimic each other's movements. If someone mirrors you, that's a strong sign of rapport. If they deliberately don't, it could mean tension.
Yeah, and hand gestures too. Open palms signal trust, while hidden hands might indicate holding something back. But like everything, you have to look for clusters of behavior. Not just one sign.
Voice and speech patterns are just as telling. Changes in pitch, speed, or filler words like can reveal nervousness or dishonesty. And a long pause before answering a simple question can be significant.
And sometimes it's what people don't say that matters. Avoiding a topic, giving vague answers, that's a signal too. Honest people tend to want to be understood, so they provide details and engage.
Right. And then King moves into personality types and communication styles, like high context versus low context. Some people say exactly what they mean, while others rely on shared understanding and nonverbals.
That's where a lot of misunderstandings happen. A low context person might find a high context person vague, and vice versa. Recognizing that can prevent conflict.
And it ties into emotional intelligence. The better you are at recognizing and managing your own emotions, the better you'll be at reading others. It's a skill you can develop.
Empathy is a big part of that. It's not about feeling sorry for someone. It's about understanding their perspective. When you do that, you can predict behavior and build trust.
One of the most practical applications is detecting deception. Liars might overexplain or underexplain, touch their face, change their voice, or avoid eye contact. But King says these are red flags, not proof. You should ask open-ended questions and listen for inconsistencies.
And understanding motivations. People are driven by needs, desires, fears, and in values. If you can figure out what someone wants and fears, you can understand their actions.
Context is everything. The same behavior can mean different things in different situations. You have to look for patterns over time, not jump to conclusions from a single observation.
Reading groups is also a skill. In a meeting, notice who's dominating, who's hanging back, who's aligned with whom. Those dynamics reveal power structures and tensions.
And self-awareness is crucial. Your own biases can distort how you see others. If you're insecure, you might interpret neutral behavior as hostile. Knowing yourself helps you see others more clearly.
The takeaway for me is that reading people isn't about being right all the time. It's about being curious and open, asking questions instead of assuming.
And it's ethical. You use these skills to build connection, not manipulate. People can sense manipulation and it destroys trust. The goal is authentic relationships.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's a skill you practice every day. Every conversation is a chance to really see someone. In a distracted world, that's a gift.
If you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, read people like a book, but with empathy and curiosity. We'll see you in the next one.